Welcome to episode 65, open house COVID-19 style. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. I really look forward to talking to you about how to host an open house during the times of COVID-19 and how to find success with it. I was actually very nervous when we threw our first open house. I was worried, people going to be mad? Are people going to be okay with it? We're going to have too many people. Are we not going to have any people? Lots of variables, lots of questions, really a lot of unknowns, but as a real estate broker and as the owner of the company, I find it really important for me to continue to press on and to try to figure out the ways to do everything safely for my clients, but also effectively for the business. Because we do have to remember, it's important for everyone to keep safe. And one thing about safety is it's important to keep your budget afloat and to keep the companies alive and everything like that, as long as we're doing it with health in best interest and not just wealth in best interest. What did we do to have a successful open house? First off, we talked with the owners and we really thought it was important overall for us to make sure that we had great photos, videos, floor plans, descriptions, and all that. Make sure that everybody outside the house had a view inside the house before the open house. We made sure we had good pre-marketing and everybody got an opportunity to see what the house looked like roughly so that when they went to the home, it wasn't a surprise. There was no one there that wasn't actually interested, which was a great thing. It was nice to have everybody show up that was truly interested. Next, what else did we do? I work as a team, so I have an agent, Isabel, who is my teammate. Me and Isabel Robinson work together. We always do our open houses together. Right now, this is more convenient than ever that we actually had each other, because with a team having two agents, it was easier to do certain things. So let's talk about the outside. At first, what we did was I dressed for outside weather, she dressed for inside weather, and when people got there, I had one couple at a time, or group, or whatever you would like to call them. I had one group of individuals at a time, and I walked them around the exterior of the house. I told them about everything to do with the landscaping. I told them about the house, and I also went over a lot of the indoor features so that there'd be less questions while they were inside. And I also utilized that to waste a lot of time in talking about the house in order to have the clients not be sitting so long, because there was a wait, because we did end up having 14 different couples and groups through. I walked them around the house, took them to the pool area, talked about the roof, talked about the property lines, let them know about the irrigation, the oil, all the different things, talked about what type of cooktops we have, customizations that the seller had done. And as I walked around the house, we made it to the garage. At the garage, Isabel took over and took them through the mudroom and took them all the way through the house, allowing them to go out the front door. What did she do when she had them come in? So outside, I made sure they had a mask. Mask doesn't have to be an N95 or anything like that. It just simply has to be something to cover. Again, masks aren't to stop you from getting sick. It's to stop the droplets, to stop what's in between your face and make sure that it doesn't go out. Had them put the masks on, gave them to her. She brought them in. We had her do the sign-in. She actually physically wrote all the names, phone numbers, and things down for people, so we didn't have people touching that. We also had printed multiple signs, one out by the door, one on the actual place where we had them do the sign-in, where it said the rules. The rules were that they needed to wear a mask, that they needed to wear gloves that we provided, that they needed to not touch anything and have the agent touch everything. We also would not allow groups of more than six. The rule is actually higher, but we decided to limit it down just even further to protect the sellers. And that if there was anything that if anybody had been in contact or if they had a job where maybe they were exposed, they were not allowed in. Now, we didn't have anybody say that they were, but we did make sure we treated everybody equally on that. We put the rules out. After that, she did have a little hand wash station with some Purell. Did wash their hands and put the new gloves on. I want to stop here for 1 second and remind people about gloves. Gloves are just like hands. You're touching everything with them. There is nothing disinfectant about the outside of a glove. So when you read sterile gloves, they're sterile as in they were sterile when they went in the box. Once you touch them, they are no longer sterile. So we provide brand new gloves out of the box to people who have just washed their hands and put them on. Remember, when a surgeon goes to do surgery, they don't take their dirty hands and touch the gloves. They go through a whole hand wash thing, and somebody actually helps them put on the gloves so they don't touch the outside. It's important to remember, because we see people showing up to the open houses with gloves that they've been wearing all day. That makes no difference. All I need to do with my glove is go like this, and I've now broken my glove. I just touch my face, and I have now broken my glove because I have now touched the outside of something that I shouldn't have touched. So what we're doing when we're wearing gloves is we're protecting the owner, not the person there viewing the home. We're not worried about them getting anything on their hands because they're not supposed to be touching anything. But what we are worried about is if they do touch something, they're not leaving any residues behind. Another thing Isabel did when they were in there was she had cleaners. She had lots of different types of cleaners with her. And if she identified or saw anybody touch or do anything, she would then clean or clean just after they left. We cleaned the doorknobs and everything several times throughout the day, and the homeowner had provided us with a clean environment. While she was taking people around the house, she was opening and turning everything on and everything. One thing to remember is you don't want your clients to feel rushed during this process. A lot of people are stressed out because of COVID-19, let's be honest. But when it comes to that showing, you still want that same intimate experience. You want them to feel like the showing is for them. You want to open every closet, turn on every light. Don't ask them, do you want me to open this closet? Because the answer is going to be no often. People are very passive. They don't want to offend you. They don't want to ask too much. You want to make it just a total tour. We've never had such a captivated audience. You can tell them about every feature. You can turn on lights. You can show them the dimmers. All the things that they normally miss, we now get to show them because we have a one-on-one audience where we actually talk to them about what's going on in the process. So as Isabel brought them through the house, she gave them a great tour, really got all the information from them. The other thing is, we can ask these questions that we've always waited on before. It's a great time to say to somebody about questions if they have another agent or all these things, because right now it's not weird to ask someone if they have another agent because we're not giving them an out like we used to be. We're actually finding out whether their agent isn't attending, because one of the things with trying to limit the number of people to people, a lot of agents are skipping out on going to showings or open houses with their clients. So don't get weirded out by that. Just realize that there's a possibility that that's going to be going on. So you just want to make sure you're asking the right questions. Now, don't ask it out the gate in a way that seems forceful, like you're trying to become their agent, but ask it in a way where you're just trying to find out if their agent couldn't attend that day. That way you go through the proper channels and process. When we're doing these open houses, another thing that you want to do is look at the town rules, the state rules, and the federal rules. So there's rules of each thing. Federal is right now seems to be the most lenient with the 10-person rule, but I really recommend you look at each level. And the town rule is the most important that you really take a look at. Sometimes it's even challenging. You can call the Board of Health. You could call the police department. You could ask the town hall. I think Board of Health would probably be the best place to call to find out if they have any rules. I know some towns are saying absolutely no open houses. We call it an open house, but it's not really an open house. All it is that we made open appointments during that time. If you showed up, we can get you in the house. So if you need to reword it, retool it, and you call it showing appointments on demand, something like that that makes people happy, maybe you have to do that in the town that you're in. We were not going to break any rules and have a million people in. We also were very strict on people. I can tell you from being outside an open house that it's shocking to me how many people think they're an exception to the rule. Let's be honest, everybody thinks I'm not sick, but everybody else is sick and I don't want to get it. I don't have to wear a mask because I'm not sick, so I'm not going to get you sick. Well, this type of mentality can be tough to deal with. So I put myself outside. I've done crowd control before and Isabel preferred more of the showing side. But just make sure if you're the person outside that you're willing to be abrasive, because we are working to protect our clients. And if somebody tells you, I don't have a mask, you don't need to go into this financial world mindset of, well, I can get them through because they might buy the house. You need to tell them, hey, you got to go to the store and get a mask. Now, I highly suggest as agents, you secure yourself some masks, some gloves, some shoe boots, all the different things like hand sanitizer and Clorox wipes. That way there you can host these and that you can provide them. But if you don't have them, then you're going to have to turn the person down. And it's not that hard for them to go to the store and buy a mask. And you're really not asking that much for them to do this. So just make sure you treat your clients right by doing right for them. Of course, you're there to sell their home. There are a lot of challenges that are coming up with these things. But the reality is you have to enforce these rules during these open houses. When you're having people buy people's houses during a time like this, it isn't a time to bend or to figure it out. Some other things that we normally do at open houses that we didn't do. We normally have a binder about the property. We usually put together a 3-ring binder. It has a cover sheet, talks about the house, pricing, all that stuff. Also has information such as maps, it has town menus, all the different things that you'd normally do in a listing book. We didn't do that because we didn't want multiple people touching the same items. What we did was we did better printouts and more printouts with more information on them than I normally do at the house. That way there, everybody had their own individual copy that they would take in with them. We always want everything outgoing and less incoming. So when we handed it to him, we're not leaving those booklets or whatever on the kitchen counter we normally do. We're having them take them away. They're taking their stuff with them, not leaving it behind. That booklet is somewhere that everybody touches and goes through. So we just completely eliminated that. We also didn't do any food. We typically love to do food. We love to get people in there. We love to get them the feeling and experience of being in the kitchen. The whole eating process, there's a big psychology piece behind it. Spending more time, having the house smell good. Food is exciting. It's almost like a party. It gives that whole impression. We didn't do it. I didn't think food's appropriate. I don't think we should be giving people food right now. I didn't even do water. I usually do water. And I'm not willing to do water right now because I don't want to give somebody something and find out that somebody's grandmother questionably died after I decided to give them something 2 weeks before and have to take mental blame partially for it. I know a lot of people don't feel that way, but I do. I really feel my actions are tied to other people's actions. We're all in one environment. We're all in one world. So I think it's really important that we follow and maintain guidelines that are set forth for us, especially when we're doing things like open houses that could be questionable behavior. Like I said, we did have 14 people this weekend to our open house. Very exciting, but we had to make sure that we managed it in such a fashion. One of the other questions that's been coming up is shoe boots. Now, I haven't heard anything from the CDC, the president, or anybody like that about shoe boots, but my opinion on them is really, again, it's a person-to-person thing, but they are great in the aspect that they keep houses clean. They don't have dirty shoes all around, because some people do take their shoes off. But the reality is, if you take your shoes off, you have your shoes on, this shoe boot situation is different than when we're taking our shoes off because they're dirty, like dirt dirty. People are taking them off because of the germ dirty. I don't know if there's any proof to it. I don't know enough science for that one. But I can say that putting the shoe boots on isn't going to hurt. But don't go, okay, you can put the shoe boots on, then someone take their shoes off and then not put shoe boots on. Because that's not the purpose. It's not the surface dirt. It is the germ and bacteria. So that's one where we can't really give great advice or not. I would highly suggest after the open house, as the agent, go around, wipe everything down that you possibly can. Not just things you saw people touch, but wipe down everything you can with some Clorox wipes or cleaner, something disinfectant-wise. And then make sure that the sellers take good care of their home. Clean up after you, even if you've wiped the same place. Clean it again. Clean, 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 clean. I think that's the key right now, is to just make sure that you're cleaning everything, whether it be your hands or the surfaces, as often as you can, and with good quality cleaning products. Maybe they're organic, maybe they're not. That depends on the person again as well. The more touchless that we do these open houses, the more that we control it as the agent, the more that we open the doors, we give them the good showing, the more that it's going to go well. One thing I want to tell all you guys before I end this podcast is we have one of the first times in the world we're allowed, each business, every business, is allowed to reinvent their business right now because people are not sure how to work in COVID-19, which allows us to create the rules. Take these rules you're creating today, create good ones that create safe business practices, that also save time, that create efficiency, that remove old redundancies, that help businesses move forward, and we can come out of COVID-19 better than we were before it. We don't have to go back to where we were. We don't have to make the mistakes we've made in the past, and we don't have to change things in a negative way. Yes, social distancing is here. Maybe it's here forever. Maybe it's here for the time being, but if we work to make sure we take care of people like this at all times, we clean their house highly efficiently, we make sure we respect their homes more, we make sure we mail checks now, we make sure we work ways that we can all make more money, be safer, be happier, overall offer a better product, and stand behind what we do. I hope this helps you have safe, legal, and fair open houses and sell your clients' houses for the most money possible. Well, some of you out there are sitting back waiting for others. Lots of you out there are still working. I can tell you I'm extremely busy and I'm happy to see my business growing. I hired 2 new agents to join the team last week and I'm ready to hire dozens more. If you're looking for a place to hang your license that's proactive, that's working, that's reactive to what's going on as well as proactive to what the future holds, then reach out to us over here at Movementum Realty. Join us, become one of our Move Mentors. You'll watch your business grow and you'll learn great methods of dealing with everything that's going on. Thank you so much for listening this week. I really appreciate my entire audience. I really put my heart and soul into this podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, reach out to me. Future subjects you'd like to do, reach out to me. If you're an expert in a certain subject and you'd like to come on as a guest, also reach out to me. Thanks for listening this week and have a great week. Good luck with the open houses and go get them.